Czech PM Jan Fischer visited Vienna on Monday for talks with Austrian officials that included the completion of the Temelin nuclear power plant in southern Bohemia, as well as the planned expressway between Vienna and Brno. While the Austrian government is planning to finish its part of the controversial road originally planned, on the Czech side the project is delayed by lawsuits. Jan Richter has the details.
The Czech flag hang upside down outside the Austrian president's seat in Vienna's Hofburg Palace was possibly the only thing that went wrong during Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer's visit to the Austrian capital on Monday. Czech-Austrian relations, strained by issues such as the Temelin nuclear power plant, have appeared to be on demand, especially since Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann agreed to look for ways to overcome the conflicting views both countries have on nuclear power. The Austrian head of government also said that his cabinet expected to go ahead with another major Czech-Austrian project, an expressway that should connect Vienna with the South Moravian city of Brno. Chancellor Faymann said that the Austrian part of the road leading up to the Czech border should be finished by 2013. But it's certain that by that time there will be no link on the Czech side, as the construction of the R-52 has been delayed over several lawsuits filed by environmental organizations. Martin Fadrny is a lawyer with the Environmental Law Service, an NGO representing several communities in the dispute.
From our perspective, the most important problem is that the project was never assessed according to the standards of both Czech and European law. The most interesting implication of the fact that it was never assessed in this procedure is the fact that there was never taken into consideration the alternatives of the project. In our opinion, the alternative exists. It's connection through Preslav and a connection which does use existing D2 highway. This connection is much cheaper in terms of Czech and European public financial support, and it's also a connection which is more environmentally friendly.
Environmentalists argue that instead of passing by Mikulov and the protected nature reserve of the Palava Hills, it would make much more sense to use the existing D2 motorway as far as the town of Břeclav, on the very southeastern tip of the country, and link the two roads there. Martin Fadrny also believed that the state of construction of the road in Austria still allows for the cheaper and less harmful option.
According to my information, the road on the Austrian side ends on the place where it can still start to be built to the both cities, to Mikulov or to Břeclav. So I think the most reasonable thing which should be done on the Czech side is to make the environmental assessment and assessment of alternatives according to the law and agree with Austrian side on the routing.
Due to a breach of EU law during the assessment process, the European Commission withdrew its financial backing for the project, which is now the sole responsibility of the Czech state. Mr. Fischer promised his Austrian counterpart that he would try to earmark funds for the R-52 in the next budget, but that seems ever less likely given the prospects of a record deficit of the Czech budget both this and next year. Even if the Czech Supreme Administrative Court rules in favor of the Mikulov option, the complications are such that the Czech part of the controversial new road may remain on paper for many years to come.
Jan Richter there with that story.